This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. We're thrilled today to be joined by a brilliant leader, Stan Slovin. And we're going to talk to Stan today. Stan's both a managing director at Wells Fargo. He's built an incredible wealth management practice there. But he's also the author of a book called Better Listening. Stan's going to talk to us about what drove the writing of the book, some of the core thoughts in the book, what he was focused on this year, and a lot more. Stan, can you take a moment and just introduce yourself to the audience and tell us a little bit about Wells Fargo and about Better Listening?
Sure. First off, Scott, thank you so much for having me on Private Equity Podcast. It's great to be with you, and I'm excited for our conversation today. So I've been in wealth management with Wells Fargo and a couple other firms over the last 31 years. So I've had a chance to work with a lot of relationships in the area of wealth management, and I really got a chance to learn how important listening in not only in our industry, but in so many other industries were as my career was developing and as I was getting more involved over the years. I realized that the listening factor was so important and was also the driving force of some of the more successful or unsuccessful areas. And that's kind of where the last few years came up in terms of writing this book, Better Listening. So that's kind of a little bit about how it started and how I got to it.
And talk for a moment about this. I mean, I happen to have known Stan Slovin, who's with us today, for a long time. You happen to have incredible personal skills and are naturally a very inquisitive and great listener. It's what makes you so attractive both to clients that like to work with you and to colleagues and others as a person. Can better listening be learned? Can people get better at this? Or is it a natural skill, almost like certain other skills are, you know, can they be taught, or is it something that's just so natural? Can you talk to us about that a little bit?
Yeah, no, I think it's a little bit of a combination. You know, our world is busy. You know, we're busy. We're multitasking. Our attention spans are short. Our patience is thin. You know, the world every day, politically or economically or even culturally, there's just challenges. But there's one thing that is constantly needed, and that is we all need to be better listeners. And, you know, some of it's from raw talent and our experience of just our personalities. And a lot of it is also from learn, because when you think about it, we love to cut others off all the time. You know, we're constantly thinking about what we want to say while others are still speaking to us. We don't really even allow people these days to empty their buckets, you know, to let them kind of share how they're feeling, because we have an agenda and we want to get through what we want to talk about. And this is why a lot of times we're listening to respond versus listening to understand. And that's, I think, where the learn part comes in and how we try to transform ourselves to really push down our response mode society or our response mode in ourselves to like a later part of the conversation. I think that's where the learn part comes in. I'd love to, you know, share a little bit about that with you as well.
And Stan, tell us more about that. Like if you were, you know, assume you're talking to Grace and I. Grace is our producer, who's just fantastic, and I'm interviewing you, and assume you're also for our audience. But if you were going to give a couple tips to Grace and I about getting better as a listener, where would you start?
Yeah, well, the first thing, which I think for all of us, is to pause for a second. So when you're talking with others, we're just ready to jump in and respond. And that's just natural. It started when we were kids. You know, your parents said, hey, don't talk until you're talked to. The teacher's like, hey, you're not really listening. You're not following directions. You know, and throughout life, this area of listening continues to be a challenge. So a process that I have found, you know, in addition to like active listening, there's active listening and then there's also reflective, and I'll talk a little bit more. But the process really is to first pause and to reflect what the person is saying. So like when you said to me, like, how can, you know, myself, my producer like that? And I would say to you, so like when you say better listening, Scott, help me understand that, because it sounds like that you would love to be a better listener. And you think that there's ways to do it. And you would say, yeah, there are ways. And I would then say, instead of responding, you know, I would say, well, help me understand that more. And then that's the clarification. So there's the pause, there's the reflection, and then there's the clarification. Help me understand that more. Tell me more about that. You know, how do you think that that, you know, gets accomplished? And then we're all ready to respond. And this is the cool part. I think it's the cool part, and it's in the book as well. But then I throw in empathy. This is an area that I think most of us are missing in there. That this is for leaders. This is for both professional and for personal. But empathy actually shares with that person before you respond that what they're going through or what they're sharing or what they're feeling, you know, it's common. It's not, you know, they're not alone. So they get a chance to tell you not only what they're saying and clarifying it, but then they get to tell you how they're feeling. And then before you respond, you check in. And you're saying, okay, before we get into a couple, you know, solutions or strategies or ideas that I want to share, what else? What else is there? And that's where you get a person to move from their surface response mode to go deeper. And this is how you have more impactful conversations, meaningful dialogue, and things like that. Does that make sense?
Yes. And what you said there is so important. It's so many of us live in so many of our conversations on the very surface, you know, and then periodically we'll go deeper with closer friends, closer colleagues, or in certain conversations where we happen to connect on it. But we also recognize that going that level deeper in a conversation is really, you remember it. It's much more meaningful and impactful. But it's so many things you've just talked about. We're so busy, and others are so busy doing different things that not often do we give ourselves the time to pause, to wait, to think, you know, what are you really thinking about? What's really in your mind? What are you really worried about? Did I understand you right? So, no, I love that. I love that perspective on it. And it's a fascinating concept. And that ability to – any thoughts on this? Because you've done this incredible job. And one of the keys, you're very smart financially, but probably as much a lead to growing a great wealth management practice has been these personal skills and having people know that you're listening to their core objectives, that you care about them. What are your thoughts on sort of how people can continue to train themselves to get better at this, not because of financial benefit, but there are financial benefits to it. If you become better at this, people enjoy doing business with you, but really to have a more impactful and deeper life. How people can get better at this so that they actually, you know, can open up themselves and also open up to other people, and if other people open up with them to develop these deeper and more meaningful relationships.
Sure. No, I mean, first of all, I think about some of the great quotes. You know, great leaders are great listeners, you know, but they know that their best assets, right, are the people that they are working with, they're leading, or they're collaborating with. But to be a good leader, you have to be a great listener. You know, Larry King, who I love, the great interviewer of our time, he says, I remind myself every day that nothing I say this day will teach me anything. So if that's going to be the case, I probably should start listening more. You know, and it goes back, you know, I'll share in a leadership, and I'll share in a personal. You know, when you have leaders that are leading companies, organizations, you know, large projects, you know, sometimes you have to suspend your judgment about what your agenda is. And we have to go a little bit further as leaders to not hijack the conversation. Okay. I love that line because I think that happens all the time. So in addition to the whole digging deeper and clarification using empathy, leaders also have to show their employees or the people that they're working with or other fellow people that they're engaged in, that it's okay for them to share. It's okay for them to have to request how that they want to be heard, or better, they also could share how they would love you as a leader to listen. And sometimes leaders don't even take the time to ask that of their employees or their organization. So they can't really get that feedback, and they can't really get that understanding, you know, in terms of that opportunity. So I think that, you know, it's not just leadership for professional, but for personal. A great example, you go to a dinner with a bunch of people and someone starts telling a story and you jump in to finish that story or to clarify the story. Well, after the second interruption, the person looks at you and says, you know what? Do you want to tell the story? Because they obviously want to tell it. You want to share it. And you realize that you're almost hurting that person's feelings. You're not letting them talk and finish their thoughts. And a lot of times it creates resentment or lack of a strong relationship. And I think that through these tips, these processes of pausing and reflecting, let others going deeper, you're actually not just allowing them to feel that their position is important, but you may actually learn also more about what's really going on in there, which makes it a much better conversation, a much more meaningful dialogue.
And so let me ask you a follow-up question to this, because, you know, I know that you've built a lot of deep, close relationships. I view it as a mix of qualities that drive that. It's this ability to listen and empathize. It's that ability to be unconditionally positive at almost all times. What drove you? I mean, this is a real strength of yourself, this ability to listen to people and talk to people and leave people feeling better than, I mean, it's a great trait to have somebody who is a friend or a colleague or a business colleague that you always feel better after being around. What drove you to put some of this into a book, to write it down, to sort of capture a lot of these thoughts? What was the motivation to turn it into a book?
Well, I will tell you, the first motivation was I realized halfway in my career I was not a good listener. I really wasn't. I thought I was. I thought I was doing. I thought I was supposed to just give advice and tell people what they're supposed to hear and just, you know, profess my amazing knowledge of everything I think that I was right on, and realized that I was not listening to what was most important to my clients, to my relationships. I was finding out that they were saying, you know what, you're just not listening, you're not getting it, or you're not really hearing what's really important to us. And I was realizing halfway in my career, I was doing it all wrong. And I had to take a really quick self-reflection. I think a lot of leaders, you know, again, you know, whether successful or how far they are in their careers or even personal relationships, we have to reflect a little bit and realize that we're really not doing that great of a job. And I committed the next 10 years to exactly what my clients and my relationships and both professional and personal were saying. That is, you gotta start listening more. You have to start letting us share more, and you have to let us share what's most important. And when we're done sharing, don't just respond. Go deeper with us and get a better understanding, because the more that you have a better understanding, the more that we feel that you're listening, the stronger the relationship we will be and for a lot longer. So I think the reason, you know, you're asking, you know, what got you to go or what made you move, it was that I think I was realizing, and then I saw that the whole, you know, many industries were going through the same thing. And the client or the customer, the relationship was crying out. They're crying out even today for you to be a better listener, for you to allow them to share what is most important to them, not you, not your agenda. And that's kind of where it came from.
And so one of the things that I find challenging in listening is this. And I would say that, like, for example, if we have a client within the media business, the law business, someplace else, and I know that our team has done well for them, I'm very comfortable asking, hey, how did we do? How did it go? Where I'm far less comfortable, whether it's in a personal relationship or in a relationship where I don't know the answer, is to ask, what do you think? How are we doing? What's on your mind? And that's the more uncomfortable conversation where you have to ask and there's more vulnerability. Any thoughts on that, Stan, on that ability to sort of transform one's ability to be more vulnerable in asking and listening?
Yeah. No, Scott, I will tell you that if there was a golden ticket question that maybe helped, and I'll go back to what you were saying in terms of when you're surveying or when you're going back to your clientele or your prospective projects, and you're asking them for their feedback. One question I think would be great for your listeners is to ask them this question, and that is, what's most important to you with regard to a relationship with someone who's going to do a media or someone who's going to provide this, whatever your project is, or whatever your listeners are today, what's most important to you with regards to relationship, okay, with this person? Not me, Stan or Scott, and not your former or your previous, but moving forward. They will share what's most important. And if you listen to that, most of it's going to be communication or trust or credibility or quality or the ability to accomplish. And when you write those down, you don't just respond by saying, okay, we can do this, or this is how we do this, or this is how we did this. You're going to ask them what else is most important. You're going to get the two or three most important things that they want to accomplish that's important to them. And if you can create the whole entire relationship based on the foundation and the infrastructure of that response, I believe that a person will strengthen that relationship, close that business, or have that relationship for a much longer, because now you are creating a platform based on what is important to them, not really what is to someone else. So that's just one question.
No, thank you. Right. No, if you could hit to the fundamentals of where they're at, what's most important to them, willing to open and ask about it and listen and sort of listen without talking back. Or waiting, at least, so healthy.
Scott, let me add one more thing to that. What happens if they say to you, you know what, I want to make sure that you have the ability to do what you say you can do, okay? We are naturally geared to then respond to them and to tell them, okay, how we can do that. But what if you added one more layer? This is where the better listening comes in and says, okay, so how does that look to you? Or define that a little bit more, or I understand what you're asking, but take me a little bit further into that. And all of a sudden, they go into a 5, 10, 15 minute description of what they originally said on a surface importance to them. Now they have really shared, okay, which takes and cultivates from maybe something that they missed in the previous, what they weren't getting in their current, or what they're looking for in their next level moving up. That extra question of, help me understand that most important thing. Tell me a little bit more about that. Okay. Walk me through that. That really differentiates a response mode, you know, interview or a preview to a more deeper and more meaningful of how that relationship is going to move forward, I think.
No, thank you very, very much. And Stan, let me ask you another question. Where could people find out more about the book, Better Listening? Where can they find the book if they're interested in learning more?
Sure. Well, first of all, it's a great read. It's not a 600 page, so 159. So you can, you know, bring it on a plane or a quick weekend or a fun read before going to bed. Better Listening, you can find it on Amazon.com. You can go on BetterListening.com. You could actually look at my website, BetterListeningBook.com. Or email me, especially if you read it and get a chance. I love to hear any feedback and nuggets. I would love to share, if it's okay, if we have like a half a minute more, a feedback I got from a CEO that read it on a plane and came back and wrote me a review and said, hey, just letting you know, I read your book and everything, you know, good stuff and everything, but I got to tell you, I got home at the dinner table with my daughter. I started talking to her and she asked me a question. I was about to respond when I paused. I clarified what she was saying. I asked her a little bit more. I got a little empathy in there. I even said, what else? And at the end of our conversation, she gets up and looks at me. She says, Dad, thank you for finally listening to me. So I think it's a really great little book. You could find it on Amazon and you can just look it there. But most importantly, I think it will help people in both their professional and personal life. So thanks for having me on this.
Stan, I want to thank you. People could learn about more about Stanford Slovin on LinkedIn or at the website that you mentioned and about the book. Stan, always a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you very much for joining us today on the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for listening.